KRMG Morning News. I'm Skyler Cooper in for Dan Potter along with Jen Townley, and we're joined live by Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum for Monday with the Mayor. Good morning, Mayor Bynum.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
I had the pleasure on Friday to have Matt Lay here in the studio to tell me about the new firefighter raises. I saw your Facebook post about that. Can you tell us a little bit now that it's all over about what that process is like, and do you feel like both sides got what they wanted in this?
It is one of the more challenging aspects of my job as the mayor, because in our form of government, the mayor is the lead negotiator for the city of Tulsa. And we have, I'm biased, I think we have the best group of public servants in any city in America working at the city. But each of those groups has their own union and collective bargaining unit. And each of those units is going to do everything they can to negotiate for the best pay and benefits for their members, as they're supposed to. But I have to think about the organization, and any mayor does, the organization as a whole, and to make sure that that compensation fits within the balanced budget that we have every year. And so it's really tough because, you know, I love our team members at the city. I want them to be paid what they deserve, but the reality is no one in public service makes what they deserve. That's why it's public service. And so we've been in a really unique environment this year because inflation has caused our sales tax to go up substantially. And that has put us in a position where, on the one hand, we're able to secure these really historic increases in pay, which the council and I budgeted as our number one priority in the budget that we adopted for the year. But at the same time, we know that members of our team are getting hit with these inflationary costs that eat into their paycheck. So with the fire department, we had a very robust negotiation, as you would expect. And at the end of the day, we were able to find a way to make it work within the parameters of our balanced budget, where our firefighters are getting the largest year-over-year pay increase in the history of the city. And I'm very happy that we're in a position and able to do that with a balanced budget. And this is a fire department, by the way, that is independently ranked by outside agencies as having an ISO rating of 1, which means for the layman, this is one of the best fire departments in the world here in Tulsa. And their excellence keeps a lot of our insurance rates low. All Tulsans benefit from having a world-class fire department. And we wanted to get these pay increases in to keep the great firefighters we have, and to attract more great firefighters to the Tulsa Fire Department.
Matt was telling me that just because of the nature of the length of these negotiations, that you're kind of already buttoned up against the next round. So I guess there's a few months of nothing happening and then right back to the drawing board?
That's generally the way it goes. Now, I will say, you know, I'm really pleased that we were able to finalize all of our collective bargaining with all other units at the city. So our police officers, our non-sworn city employees, waterline crews and street crews, we got everybody squared away right around the time that the budget was adopted. Fire was the last one that we had to get done. So this is very early. You know, our fiscal year runs from July 1 to June 30. This is still pretty early in the fiscal year to have this squared away. But yes, this is something we do on an annual basis. And it's a really hard process every time, because you want, as I said, you want our amazing team members at the city to be well compensated, but we only spend the money that comes in and no more. And we have to make sure that we're doing right by all team members, not just by one employee group.
Mayor, recently the city had participated in an online White House event. What was that about?
This was a deal that I was invited to participate in regarding our work as a data-driven city. This is something now that the White House has twice invited us as a city government to participate in. sessions that they have done talking about how we've utilized data to drive decision making. And in particular, in this one that I participated in, was our use of data to drive how we're utilizing American Rescue Plan funds.
Okay.
That's the massive federal investment in local communities where the city of Tulsa received tens of millions of dollars. And in particular, I talked about our overhaul and modernization of our municipal court system that is really being driven by years of work that the council and my administration and our courts have done to look at, if we had money to improve operations and to deliver better results, what would we do? And now all of a sudden we do have that money and we can implement those changes. So, you know, one great example is that we know that if we have, a thing called special services docket. So if somebody's arrested and we find out that they are homeless or they have a substance abuse issue, something like that, they get assigned to a special services docket where the judge has the discretion to assign them to work with a counselor instead of going to jail. For the people that have graduated from that counseling program, their odds of their percentage of going back and being back in court and having another experience with law enforcement, it is around 90% less. And it also costs us year over year about $700,000 less per year to give people the counseling that they need rather than to incarcerate them. So we're getting better results and we're saving the citizens of Tulsa money by having this program. Well, thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we at the council and I have allocated the funds to increase the number of special services dockets that we have to get people assistance they need to keep them out of the criminal justice system and to save the taxpayers money.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum is with us live on the KRMG Morning News. Let's talk about that $30 million grant. That sounds like transformative dollars coming to Tulsa. What are some of the things that you think can be done with that or will be?
Well, I mean, one, it again, I think speaks to the culture that Tulsa has established that is being nationally recognized as a data-driven city. And so when we are applying for grants like this, where over 600 communities across the country applied for this grant, only 21 received it, Tulsa being one of those. And as you mentioned, over $30 million that's coming to our city. And this is to help us grow alternative modes of transportation, that industry. So think electric vehicles, drones, things like that. We believe that we have a tremendous opportunity to grow that industry here in Tulsa, thanks to our legacy industry in aerospace, and also the commitment of both our philanthropic and business communities locally to growing that industry. And so one of the cool things in this that we're utilizing these funds for, I mean, a lot of it, the bulk of it, is going to overhaul and build wastewater infrastructure at the new Port of Ainola, which doesn't sound super excited, but what we're doing is putting in the infrastructure that allows giant companies to go in and build their facilities at the Port of Ainola, which is our new port that, now that the Port of Catoosa is just about at capacity and has been for years, the Port of Catoosa, the team at the port has acquired this new port that they're growing into as well. Another one that we're partnering with the Osage Nation on is developing a drone testing corridor through the Osage Nation reservation over 100 miles so that when drone companies that may have a giant facility out there at the Port of Ainola want to test out their product and research it, they can safely do that through this drone corridor in the Osage Nation reservation. So It was a great team effort between so many different stakeholder groups. I mentioned the Osage Nation, the port, the city, Tulsa Innovation Labs, which is a really exciting new organization in our community. There's so many people that worked hard on this to get us across the finish line. And we're expecting this to create thousands of jobs in the Tulsa Metro over the next several years.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, thank you for joining us. Enjoy this nice morning.
I'm going to. Good gracious. 57 degrees? Get outside, folks.
It's beautiful. Thanks, Mayor. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.